Be'ez Hashem Yisbach, we begin Perek Shlishi, the third chapter in the Rambam Hilchas Meiser in the Sefer Zeruim. We will continue the theme of the previous Perek regarding Einus and Meisers, qualifying some of the variables that of Gemar Malacha, what's considered finished the production, and what's considered now it's obligated and for the Halacha of Meiser. As Rambam begins Halacha off regarding that snacking is permitted, what's called Achilas Arai, before the obligation of Meiser. Perek Shagil Einus and Meisers, regarding produce that has reached the time of the obligation of Meisus, v'nit l'shu, and becomes attached, but v'adayin l'nigma malachtam. So although you have that it's fully, it's the time of the third of its ripening, where it's the einus ha-meisus, but the production has not been finished. What does that mean? K'goin tivuah shekitzar v'dasha, like for example, the grain has been harvested, has been threshed, but v'adayin l'zaroisa, but it hasn't been winnowed yet, v'lo yimirchen, it wasn't smoothed out. So, since, although it's einus ha-meisus, but he didn't have a gemar malacha yet, so mutar lechem mehem achilas arai. You're allowed to eat from it. It's called a temporary eating, like snacking. After the gemar malachtim, until the production is finished. Now, gemar malachtim, once the production is finished, also lechem marai, then you're not allowed to snack from it anymore. Now, halacha based by midrash, when we say this, we're going to perayis of lemachem bashuk. If you're finishing the production, to sell it in the marketplace. So it doesn't depend on him personally, because he might find a consumer right there by the entryway of his granary and he's going to sell it and it's already established an obligation for Meiser because the sale is what obligates a Meiser, as we're going to explain later on. So therefore, once he did the Gemar Malacha, you're not a snack anymore. But let's say he had in mind to take it back home. Oh, here's a mutar lechem mehem arai, then you light a snack from it, even after it's oinus and Meisers, and you already finished the production, until it becomes established an obligation of Meiser. As Rama explains, Halacha Gimel Echem Mishish Dvarim, there's one of six things, Kevei HaPeres LeMaisus, that establishes the produce for an obligation of Maisa. What are they? HaChatzer, the courtyard of the person's house, when he's bringing it home. VaMekach, a sale. VaEish, cooking in fire. VaMelech, salting. VaTruma, and taking off Truma from it. VaShabbos, and when it enters into the day of Shabbos. And they're all things that created Kevias. And v'kulin and koyvin el b'davash and malachta. Now, all these six things, however, do not establish it, only if it's something that the production has been finished. Production is finished, and you're one of the six things. So even though he's not selling it, he's taking it home, these six will make it then already that it's already gemar malacha, and you're not snacks from anymore. As Rambam says, alacha dal kitza haso. So he goes through these cases. Peyush adayta lechem labayis. If let's say a produce that you intend to take back home. So av bish nigma malachta, although you already finished the production, oichem emachil zarai, you could snack from it, achikon slabayis, until you bring it into the house. Nichnus labayis, once you bring it into the house, or the chotzer, which is like the house, nikva lemaisus becomes established for the obligation of meiser. Vas lechmehem atshiasin, I'll eat from it until you take meiser. And mechein mecharim, so to the other variable of, let's say you sell it, or you cook it in the fire, or you pickle it in salt, or you hifresh mem truma, or you separate truma from it, or which also is a kviz, like, okay, you're ready, you finished, you're ready to go on. Or you nichnus shabbos aleim, or shabbos starts. Until you take a mice, even if you didn't get back home. Because home is just one of the six things. You could have five other variables that will be kaveit l'maisa. The Rambam continues regarding what happens if you bring it home before the Gemar Malacha. So if you bring it into the house before it's finished the production, then you'll have a snack from it. Now, but let's say you started finishing production once it already is in the house, then you have to take a mice from everything. Kids, how so? Let's say he took in cucumbers and zucchinis, that is before he went and he rubbed them, which as we'll see in Halacha Ches, that's considered the Gemar Malacha for them. So it's before the Gemar Malacha. So it's in the house. But once you start rubbing one of them with the intention of rubbing them all, then they all become obligated in Maisa. Anything similar to that once you start doing the Gemar Malacha. And b'chein term perish l'nigma malachtim. So if someone takes trumas, let's say, which a produce which did not have gemar malacha yet, so although it's one of the six, but it didn't have gemar malacha yet, so mutlech manari. So you allow a snack from it. Chutz mekakolas tein mikseb for a basket of figs. Shem teroma koyim shadigam malachtim. If you do take truma from it before the work has been finished, then nikvah l'maiser. Then it is already established for mice. And the reason for that is because when you have a whole basket, when you're taking truma, most definitely you don't intend to go ahead and gather any other ones into this basket. And therefore it's like a gemar malacha, and therefore it becomes obligated mice. Halacha hey. Hamevi l'bayis, if someone brings to the house, seichi te'ena, the branches of a fig tree, uvehen te'ena, on them there's figs. Or let's say mechpedei tamara, which are palm fronds, the branches of a a date palm tree, Uvahem Tamarim, and on them there's dates. And these two are situations where you didn't have a Gemara Malachi from Meiser. So Emechnisim Tinekes Abayam, if it was children or workers that brought into the house, so then Mikvah Meiser, not obligated Meiser again because you didn't have a Gemara Malachi. But Emechnisim Balabais, if the homeowner, the owner, he went, he brought into the house, Chayiv B'Meiser, he'll be obligated Meiser. And the reason for that is because since he brought it to his house, most definitely he does not intend to gather anymore. But in contrast, the machshava of a child is not going to be kaveh because he doesn't have halachas of machshava. And so to the workers, it's not going to obligate the owner because it's not his own produce. Now, hichnis, if let's say he brought in shibolim, the stalks of grain. I mean, in other words, he brings the grain in together with the chaff. Las memisa, now he's bringing it in because he wants to make dough. So l'nikfu, it's not obligated. He's allowed to snack from it because he didn't have gemar malach yet. But let's say he brought l'ochle melilas. In other words, where he wants to just rub this the stalks and he's going to eat the kernels that come out, oh, nikfa l'maisa, then it's already obligated maisa because bringing it in the stalks is the gemar malacha because he's not going to make another granary from that. This is the granary because he's eating it straight out of the stalks. Now, the men b'mum, when we say this, is betvua, specifically by grain, where many people do use the grain to eat the kernels as they are, so that could be considered gemar malacha. But kidneys, but regarding legumes, like nikvu l'maiser, it's not become an obligated maiser because generally legumes people bring in to smooth out in the pile and to finish it up, and just eating it straight out is not the normal way, and therefore that would not be considered garnon as gemar malacha, and therefore one would not be obligated. Halacha vav mutar lahar malatfu. Now a person, based on the halacha that we said, can be crafty regarding grain. Lachnis b'maitz, he could bring it into the house with its chaff, which is the husk that's around the grain. And the reason why he would do that is that his animal could eat, and he's exempt from meiser, because, like we said, you don't have a gemar malach yet. Now, v'zor ma'at ma'at, and you could winnow a little bit at a time, after you already brought into the house, and you're always going to be exempt. In other words, the part that's remaining in the house that wasn't winnowed and wasn't smoothed out, because smoothing is when you take it off from the chaff and then you take all the grain and you smooth it apart. You didn't do that yet. And it can be exempt. Now, Truman from the Meisters, from Truman from Meisters, Shari in the Maschel, Lik Mahakol, because you didn't start finishing the rest. Halacha Zayin, that I'm discussing regarding, could it become Kavua and established to be obligated in Meisters without the owner's awareness? So Ram says, Hagoyim Peiros of Shal Chaver Shalom Edayt, if someone finishes the production of his friend's produce without his awareness, without his consent, and the chinuk kaveh peresa beechem nashisha dvam shakim lemaiser shalom yidaiter. Or let's say he makes it established in the obligation because he does one of the six things that we mentioned before that obligate a meiser without the owner's awareness. Hadil tev lemaser, yeah, it becomes untyped produce to be obligated meiser because ultimately it's at that stage right now, even if it was with the without the owner's awareness. Now, Loch Chesed Ram qualifies what is gemar malacha. What is considered? We talked about oynas amaisus. We said when it reaches that stage of a third, so we know what that is. But then we said it's not enough to have oynas amaisus. You have to also have gemar malacha. And we said even that's not enough. You also have to have one of the six things. I mean, that's only if you're going to sell it in the marketplace. But if you're going to bring it home, then we said, oh, you need one of those other six things to obligate it. But what it says Ram is it gemar malacha and shalpeiros? What's considered the finishing of the production of the produce? So he says, again, besides the third of the produce where it got to that stage of Ainsa Maisus, you need Gemar Malacha, so Hakishun Madilun Vabatichen. So cucumbers and the squash and the watermelons. There it's Mishi Shavshav Biyadi. It's when you rub it with your hands. Why would you rub it? The Yasa Hatsiyub Shal Hand, because you take away the goldiness of it, the yellowness, Kamayusir Dakt, there's like the small little hairs on it. That is, like, that's the finishing of the production. Now you're ready to sell it. Now, if it made a shavshav, let's say there are those who sell it as is in its organic, natural state, they don't rub it. So when's the gemar malacha? Mishniyam and arema, when you make a pile out of it. Now, over v'tiach, in contrast, however, the watermelon, you're not going to make a pile because it would be too heavy, is mishiyasta oisa b'muktzah, when you put in an order in a storage place, v'tiach, a watermelon inside the other watermelon, that's considered that gemar malacha. Now, hoy b'shavshav achas, let's say you're rubbing each one at a time. So kibin shagama kol tzarkei, once you finish all that you needed to, nigmar malachtam. So that's considered, the ones that you finish are considered finished. And v'tarmin gishun dilun, the chiddush is that even though you don't take truma on something that had gemar malacha, something that didn't have gemar malacha, but since here, some of them were already established because you already rubbed them, you're allowed to take truma from those that were obligated on those that weren't yet. So v'tarmin gishun dilun, you could take the trumas of the cucumbers and the gourds, even though those he didn't yet take off the gold from it, but it's all considered as one, and he could go ahead and take off the meiser from one on the other. Halacha tes, hayarek hanegud, regarding vegetables that are tied together, which that's how they usually sell it in bundles. So Mishayegut, that's considered Gemara Malacha when you tie them together. It may not be good if it's not the type of the vegetables that you usually tie together. So it's Mishimala Sekeli when you fill up the vessel. In the Malitz, you don't fill up, it's not a vegetable, you fill up the vessel. Okay, how is Oichel Arad? She like a Kotzarka, then you could snack from it until you gather from it all that you need to. When you finish gathering it, since you're not filling up any vessel or you're not tying it, that would be the Gemara Malacha. Halacha Yud, Kalkala, basket. It's when you cover the produce inside the basket, ba'olim, v'hutzin, with leaves and with branches, okay, it's been the things like that. That's how they normally would finish that basket. Now, in Menemachapa, let's say it's a type that you don't cover it with anything. So it's a Mishmala Sekel, it's when you fill up the vessel. In Menemachapa, let's say you don't fill it up. So Achilaka, Kotzaka, then until you gathered all that you needed, when you finish, it's considered Gemara Malacha. Halach Yidav, Kli Gadol, a large vessel, Shadaita Lamalas Eschetzai, that you have in mind that you only want to fill up halfway. So Kimin Shemilichetzai, when you fill up halfway, and Nitzvah becomes Tavel, becomes untied to be obligated in Meister, because that's what you're finished. Let's say you had a mind to fill up the whole thing. Okay, and then nitvul achimah is cooler. Then it's not going to be tevel until you fill up the whole thing. Let's say you shneim. Let's say two ubedaitel maaser shneim. Your intention was to fill up both of them. So lay nitvul achimah is shneim. That's not going to be considered tevel until you fill up both. That's the gemara malacha. Lochid base. Oged hayyarek. Eged gol basal. Let's say you tie together the vegetables, one big bundle in the field. Now ava bishabedaitel og dagud zikstanis lechog. Even though you had a mind to make it into small little bundles to when you bring it to the marketplace, still, hariz and nitbol. It's already considered tevel from the big bundle, because you already finished your gemar malocha in the sod, in the field, for that part of the production, you already finished, even though you're going to make it into small bundles later on. Haperid, which those are seeds of a pomegranate, which are dried up, and similarly vatzimukin, which are dried grapes, known as raisins, vacharuvin and caribs, when is that gemar malocha? It's Mishyam, and remember, Rishkaga, when he makes a pile of them on the top of the roof, where they dry out, that's its gemar malocha. If it's selling onions, it's mishiyasa olam ha'klipos. It's when you remove the leaves and the shells, shadarka l'shlicha malim, that you normally take off and throw away. That's when you finish your production for the onions. Now, the main mesa, and if it's the time that you don't take it off, hachiyamadrim, it's until you make a pile of them, and that's considered you finished. Halachid gimel hatvur, regarding grain, it's mishima reyach, is when you smooth out the pile. As Ram explains, what's considered smoothing it out? So, after you already winnowed and you did everything and you have just the kernels, zehamayapa pnea kri shol tvur brachas. This is someone who beautifies, smooths out the surface of the pile of the grain with a rachas, a type of a shovel, besev kaldava, which is at the end of everything. Kedech shayisen, just like people do, because you're going to when you finish everything, you make a nice, smooth little pile. That's called meruach, and that's the finishing of the production. Now, let's see, it's not the type that you smooth it out. So, it's until you make a big pile of the grain. That's the gemar malacha. Hakitni is regarding legumes. It's mishayichper. Is when you sift with a sifter, because when you rip out the legumes, the beans, they grow deep into the ground, so you have a lot of dirt inside of it. And you take from beneath what was sifted and eat it, that's the gemar malacha. In a krevet, that's the type that you don't sift it, until you smooth out the pile. Now, although you smoothed out the pile, mutalitel minha kutan, you're allowed to take from those ones that were cut off, meaning they were not thrashed. I mean, that's done, the ones on the side of the pile, and those that are inside the straw of Eichel Yikirid, because those are not considered having had yet Gemara Malacha. Halacha Yudalt. Hayayin, when's wine finished? Mishin Nechenu B'chavis, when you put into barrels. And, V'yishla Hazogin V'chatzanin, you remove the peels and the pits, Me'al Pi'al Chavis, from the top of the barrel, that's considered the finishing of the production of the wine. Now, Avgashu B'techa Bar, when it's in the vat, in the pit, K'shibienu La'hamidu B'chavis, when you're lifting it up to put it into the barrel, at that point, you could still drink from it a snack. Now, even though you took away the pits and the peels that are in the pit, but since you didn't do that in the barrel, that's not considered finished. And you're allowed to go ahead and take off from the upper vat, which is where they press the grapes, or from the pipe, which takes from that to the vat. When we come back from anywhere else, you could drink it. It's only in the barrel that you remove the zagin and the chatan, and that would be the finishing, and you wouldn't be able to snack anymore. Halacha tezav Hashem regarding oil is mishayirid le'uka, when it goes down into the vat, which is a place where the oil, that pit that the oil gathers inside of it. Now, avad b'shayirid, now, even if the oil went down already into the vat, noitum in the ekel, you could take from that tool, that vessel that's made out of ropes, which they put the olives inside to be pressed through the next tool, omina memel, which is the stone that grinds the olives. So from the netting and from the stone, omibeda pasim, between the boards, which regarding all these tools, the wine has not yet come to its gemar malacha, you could V'nois l'kar katan, you could take it and put it into a small little plate, or a tamchay, or to a larger dish, to take a tavshel into a cooked dish. Even if it's warm, because those are secondary vessels. It's not a vessel that you cook, a plate you don't cook on the fire. So, A, it's not finished, and B, it wouldn't be considered finished by fire, because it's a klisheni. But let's say very, very hot, that would singe the person's hand, that's called Yad Nichves Boy, then you shouldn't put, even though it hasn't finished yet, shouldn't put inside of it, because it's going to cook. And we said, one of the six ways of being Kabbalah Meiser is putting it to fire, which would be cooking. Halacha Dezayin Ram continues regarding what's considered Gemar Malacha regarding dried produce. So Igel Shel Devela, regarding the round cake of pressed figs, it's Mishiech Likenu. It's when you smooth out the surface of the round cake with some liquids, that's finishing it. Hagregris, regarding dried figs in general, not the cakes, but it's Mishiyadush. It's when you press them one end to the other, and in a vessel where you're going to store it, you press it in, that's considered finishing. Now, let's say you're putting it into a storage container. It's Mishiyagal Biyadi, when you smooth out with your hand, Al Pi HaMagura, on this round vessel where you make the Zigula Devela, when you're storing it over there, that would be considered finishing it. Hayudash HaGregis B'chavaz, let's say you were pressing the dried figs into a barrel, or eagle into a round cake. Oh, Al Pi HaMagura, on the opening of a storage container. And Nishbir HaChavaz, and the barrel breaks. Ishniftach HaMagura, or the storage container opens up, when you're in the middle of pressing and making the round cake, where you didn't finish yet all you're pressing, still, you're not eat until you take up mice, because since the ones in the bottom were already finished, you're not allowed to eat even from the upper ones which weren't finished yet. Regarding figs and grapes that are in a place where you store those grapes and figs to dry up, you're allowed to snack from them in their place because they're not yet finished the production. But if you took from that storage container where they dry up and bring it somewhere else, that brings it somewhere else, layechem and not a snack from it anymore. That's already considered finishing its production. Even if it didn't fully dry up yet, that's already considered gemar malacha. Halach yitches hacharuvin regarding caribs, actually kunasim leshagag, until you didn't yet bring it to the top of the roof. We're talking about caribs where you already made a pile from them in the field. You just intend to dry it up on the roof, and therefore it's not considered gemar malacha until you bring them all to the top of the roof. So if you didn't do that yet, morid mehem lebehemo pater, you'll have to take it down and give it to the animals, and you'll be exempt, because if you're giving it to animals, it's recognizable, obviously, that they didn't dry up and didn't finish the Gemara Malacha, because after Gemara Malacha, you don't give it to animals anymore. And the reason is, because you're going to take the rest to dry it, so it comes out that you're really giving a snack, it's not considered as it was finished yet. Halacha Yutes, Rambam continues regarding what's Gemara Malacha regarding for produce that you went earlier than usual, meaning, Maaser Rishon, regarding the first tithe, Shigdima Vashabal, where you went and you beat the Kohen regarding the Truma, which only happens after you went and you smoothed out the pile. And the Levi got his Maaser Rishon when it was still in stalks. So Aslachim and Arai, you're not a snack from it, Kohen Mashiach Trumasai, before he separates his Truma of the Trumas Maaser from that Maaser Rishon, because you have to separate the Trumas Maaser. The machal, if he did eat, we give him rabbinic lashes because he's supposed to take off the trumas meiser before he eats his meiser rishon. Again, because we're talking about tevel, it's a parallel of by Yisrael, that until it's kavua, he can go ahead and have his, until even before he takes a meiser. He was saying that, no, the meiser rishon that the Levi gets, he has to take off the trumas meiser already, even in the stalks, he's not allowed to go ahead and eat before he takes off his trumas. Now, the Rambam continues regarding, we had mentioned, you let a snack from things before it's obligated in Maisers. Says Rambam, Kitziri Achilles Arai, what's considered snacking? Because Achilles Keva is considered being obligated. What's considered a temporary type of eating? So, Kagoyin Shei Mekalev Sarim Ba'achal, let's say somebody was peeling off barley, and he was eating it for when they're in their stalks before it's smoothed out, where it wasn't obligated yet. So Mekalev Achas Achas, you peel one at a time. Now, but let's say you peel and you put a whole pile into your hand, then you're already obligated in separating maizes because that's considered an achilas kava, or some say that's considered gemar malacha. Let's say a person was putting the grains between his fingers and the palms of his hand and was rubbing the kernels to get out the from the stalks, he was getting out the kernels to eat those kernels. So what he could do is he could sift it from one hand to the other one and eat it like that, where he's shaking it so it removes the chaff from the peels from the kernels. But if let's say he sifts it into his bosom, like on his lap, well, that's already a permanence. Then he would have to take off ma'aser. And I don't have to tell you, if let's say he sifted it with a vessel, that's not considered temporary, and that would be obligated in ma'aser. And so too, a person takes from wine and he puts it into a plate into a cold dish, and he could eat like that. In other words, if it's not the temperature of heating for cooking, because if it's yatzaled this, that would be considered cooking, that would obligate a ma'aser. Now, but he cannot put it into a pot, even though it's cold, nothing to do with cooking, because that pot is essentially like a small little cistern, and that would be considered as a chilis kfa. And a person could squeeze out the olives on his flesh, but not into his hand, because that would be considered more permanent. Anything like that is considered an achilas arai, or any other arai utility, like for one's skin. Just like a person is allowed to eat a snack from produce that has not yet had gemar malacha, for example, like we said, we're going to grain that had been harvested and been threshed, but you didn't yet winnow and you didn't yet smooth out a pile. So too, you can feed them to the wild animals and domestic animals and the birds, whatever a person wants to, even achilas kva, because it's only humans achilas kva that's considered kva, but an animal's kva is like an human's arai. And you could make it onerous, which would then exempt it from the meister's obligation as much as you want to before you take off meister, because again, there's no obligation on meister yet. Now, vim gamrum, but let's say the production was finished. Av apishle nikbu meister, so though yet you're not obligated, you did not become established a meister yet, because let's say you had a mind to bring it to the house. So though it's ready gemar malacha, it's not obligated, but at that point, ready lo yafker. Since it already had gemar malacha, you cannot be mafkir, you cannot make it onerous, and you cannot give it to animals and to birds to eat it in a permanent way, ashe aser, until you take off ma'aser. Now, but you are allowed to give it to the animal to eat it as a snack, min hatavel, from the untithed produce which did not have gemar malacha, and even in the house. You could also give the animals to eat these bundles of fenugreek, which are attached one with the other, to give them to eat even achilas kebab, until you make it into big bundles, which that's considered the gemar malacha. Up until that point, you're allowed to give it to eat achilas kebab. Halacha Vav Drama continues regarding the obligation of meiser when you find produce. Hamoitzi ketzitzis baderech. If someone finds random detached grapes or whatever it is, whatever the fruit is from whatever tree it is, which did not have gemar malacha yet for meiser, afilu betzad sedei ketzitzis, even on the side of the field, which has these ketzitzis, which you would definitely presume that it's from that field, they're exempt from meiser, because we presume the owner was meyayish from them and gave up hope for them, and therefore was hefka before the gemar malacha, therefore it's going to be potter from meiser. Matzah gregris, let's say someone finds dried figs, and it's not recognizable if it had gemar malacha or not. So im dursu reva gregris reva adam, if most of the people already pressed most of their figs in the fields, chayv lasa, then you have obligation to take a meiser, because the dris of the pressing is the gemar malacha. So we're presuming it had gemar malacha to have obligation of meiser. And the reason is shechas kasin midavish and gemar malacha, we're presuming that from something which already had gemar malacha. Same thing is, if let's say what happened is after they would press the figs into this round cake, they would smooth it out and they would make it separated to many different slices. And every slice had many figs attached to it. And you find a slice of this cake, then you know it's from something that was already finished, because you know it was from the cake, and there's a slice of that cake. So if that's the case, then we obviously know that it's from the majority, it's something that already had gemar malacha, and therefore would be obligated in meisers. Halacha base, and then we wouldn't have to come on to if most of the people did it. Even if most people didn't, this was already established in the kvias of meiser. Halacha base, matzah kriches. Let's say someone finds small little bundles, b'shus hayachad, of produce in a private domain, which there's a problem about stealing from someone's private domain. So chayv la'aser. The person has to take of ma'aser because the owner wasn't miyayish, because the fact that it's in their domain is a sign that it didn't roll away from its place, because most people are not usually in someone's private domain. And the other, in b'shus rabim, if he finds these small little bundles of produce in the public domain, so b'truz is going to be exempt. The reason for that is because they roll around because people and animals are walking around, they're kicking it around, and it's not in the place where a person put it, and therefore the place where it was is not a simon, so the owner gives up hope. And it was already hefker before miruch, before it was smoothed out, so it's exempt from ma'aser. Now, v'halumos, on the other hand, but the large and heavy bundles of produce, b'chol malkum chayovas b'ma'aser, wherever it is, it's obligated ma'aser, even rishus rabim. The reason for that is because the place where they were left, where the person forgot about it, but he knows it was there, is a simon, even rishus rabim, because since they're heavy, they don't roll around usually from their place, even if people kick it, it's very heavy. And if the owner's not miyayish, he's like, oh, wait a second, I know whoever found it will call it out, and I'll know how to define it, because I know the place where I left it. Matzah tefuah merucha, let's say someone finds produce, grain that was smoothed out already. So, isa trumas and ma'aser paris acheris. You could even make that pile, trumas and ma'aseris, regarding other produce. And the reason for that is because since this was smoothed out, so obviously it's not exempt from trumas and ma'aseris by being mafgrid, so it's a bona fide obligation. And in the chesh, you don't have to be concerned, in other words, that maybe the owners had done ma'aser after it was smoothed out, because generally the ma'aser is only in the house, and therefore it's obligated, and you can use it for trumas and ma'asers for other produce. Matzah kakala mechupa. Let's say you find a basket which was covered over the payers inside of it, which that's the gemara malacha of a basket. So chayavis b'maisis, it's obligated ma'asers. Matzah kakala, let's say you find a basket b'magam sharoiv machnis in the shuk, which most of the people go and they bring it to the marketplace. So aslach b'naray, then you're not allowed to eat from it even a snack. U'misakna d'may. Now, you fix it, which means you have to separate the ma'aseris, demai, because it's a suffix that maybe the owner already did take off ma'aser. But in Malakam Sharev Machlis al Batim, but if it's a place where most of the people, they go ahead and they bring the produce to their houses, then oicha min arai, then you're actually allowed a snack from it, u'mesak nevadei, and there, meaning you know that for sure the ma'aser was not taken off, and therefore when you take off it, you know definitively that for sure he did not take off ma'aser in Truma because it wasn't kavu yet. Because in contrast to when you take it to the market, we say right away it becomes obligated. Here it only becomes obligated when it takes it to the house. So you know for sure that it was not yet fixed. And therefore the tikkun is vada. You have to for sure do it. And you can snack from it. Mechtzel mechtzel, let's say half the people take it to the home, half the people take it to the marketplace. So demai, in other words, meaning it's a situation of safek, then we wouldn't know exactly what have to take the chumras of either one. We don't know which one it is. The mechnis labais. But let's say he ultimately takes it to the house, then mesak nevada. Then for sure you know it's obligated, because of the fact that it becomes obligated when it comes to the house. Now, when we say this, it's regarding something that does not have a time when the work is finished. But something has that the work is finished. Even though you're definitively taking off ma'aser, in a tzarech lafish truma, you would not have to take off truma. The reason for that is because we presume that the person had already separated truma the moment that the work was finished, and if you find it after gemar malacha, even if you're going to take off ma'aser, because let's say it wasn't taken to the house yet, and most people take it to the house, doesn't make a difference. But truma was already done, and the person who finds it does not have to take off truma. Loch of gimel, chadre hanamol, ant holes shalanu, which had been there overnight, b'tzad harim achayevus, on the side of a pile which is obligated ma'aser. For example, let's say it already had gemar malach of wheat. So hareha nimtzbehen, so whatever wheat you find inside those ant holes, chayv l'maisis, you're obligated maisis. She do it, she medabah gomar, ha yagorin kolala. Then you obviously know that the ants were dragging away the wheat kernels from this pile all night long, and it's from an obligated pile. Halacha of chavdal, hamitzi zesin tachas zaisa. If someone finds olives beneath an olive tree, v'chadubin tachas zacharav, carobs beneath a carob tree, so chayv l'maisir, the obligated maisir, shechas kastan, shmeil and zed naflo, because we presume that it's from this tree that it fell. But if you find figs beneath a fig tree, harim suffik. So that's a situation of doubt. If you're obligated, which you're going to have a doubtful obligation, you're going to have to separate it out of doubt. The reason for that is shari mishtanis mislachlachis ba'afik. Because what happens is that the figs, they change and they get dirty from the earth, and therefore you cannot clearly define like grapes and carobs, which you could tell that it's from this tree. So maybe it fell from this fig tree. Or maybe it fell from a different fig tree, which already had been taif, and therefore, here the halacha is going to be different. Here we don't know, so you're going to have to take it out you're going to have to meister it, but from a situation of safek. Allah Chavei, the Rambam concludes regarding the exemption of Peiris of Hekdesh. Hamakdesh Peiris Talushin. Someone sanctifies his detached produce, which had already reached Oynas HaMaisus, but if Don couldn't the Gomel Malachim, as we said, it's not enough to have Oynas HaMaisus, and obviously when it's detached, not growing anymore, so it's already came to Oynas HaMaisus, a certain maturity, a third of its growth. But if Don couldn't the Gomel Malachim, now he redeemed it before the production was finished. So Chayav La'as is then the person who redeemed it has to take up the Maisus, because at the time of the obligation, which is Gemar Malacha, it was in the regular person's possession, which is Chayav to take up Maisus. But the Nigm Malachim Yad HaHekdesh, but let's say the production was finished when it was in the ownership of Hekdesh. Ma'achkach B'don, only after the Gemar Malacha did he redeem it, then B'turim the Maisus, then he's going to exempt from Maisus. And the reason for that is because Hekdesh is part of a Maisa, because it says Degon Cha, which is your grain, and not the grain of Hekdesh. Now HaMakdesh Kamal HaMalacha, if someone sanctifies his standing grain for flour offerings that are used in the base of Mikdash, Keturim and the Maisers, that is also exempt from Maisers, meaning the leftovers from it, when he's going to redeem it, which was not used for the Mincha, that's what I'm saying, that leftover is exempt from Maisers because that was designated for Hekdesh, so even if it's ultimately redeemed and used, that's also going to be exempt from Maisers.